The North Central Missouri College Lady Pirates ran into KCK a couple nights ago and took one on the chin against a team that certainly is one of the top 20 in the country in D2. The Lady Pirates do have a couple of JV games coming up. I don't have the schedule in front of me per se, but JV game on Friday and then on Wednesday, which is Teddy Bear Toss night, is pretty much accurate there, Coach. At Jenny Croy, 5:30 both nights, or are you going a different time Friday?
No, we're at 5:30, yeah.
5:30, okay. You know, KCK, in the past, you've had difficulty down there, we talked about in the past, and then here you've played them better, but they were tough both times on you, including at the Ketchum Center a couple nights ago.
Yeah, they're a great team. They're very well-rounded, and, you know, they play well together. They're very physical, strong, athletic girls. So we struggled, you know, and the next day of practice, you know, we just kind of talked about what we need to do to make us better, and we can't dwell on that game, and we've got to move on past that and just learn from it and what we can take from that. And that being said, we've honestly had we had a very good day of practice yesterday, and I feel like today's going to go the same.
You told me privately before the game in Creston that it was going to be a challenge with this team to get them to the best of their ability, but they are moving in the right direction. In that game in Creston, you had to be delighted with the way that you scored the ball.
Yeah, we did. I mean, they can put points up, and this is a group that likes to play fast. They're better when, as a whole, when we're getting up and down the floor quickly with the ball. They don't do a great job in the half court set yet, but you know, and that's something that we're continually working on. But I felt like up at Southwestern, we played fast. We were able to jump out and press a little bit, got us some steals and some buckets, and you know, they feed off that, and so we just have to make sure we practice at the same level we need to play at, and just little things, you know, day by day, we got to make sure we're bringing that kind of energy into practice with us, giving ourselves a chance to improve.
From calling that game, you know, 101-90, it's a fun game to call, but I'm kind of looking at it too, going, man, we just can't shake them. How many years did you feel like that took off your life, just coaching in that one?
I know. I would look up and think, you know, what's going our way? And all of a sudden they'd be back within a few points. And we just could never turn the corner to open it up completely. They just kept around. But, you know, that program, I felt like Adai Houston was up there. He's now the assistant Northwest. He did a great job of kind of rebuilding that program, I believe. And I think this guy that took over for him is going to continue that. So, you know, I thought they're probably better than a lot of the Southwestern teams that we've played in the past.
Yeah, and certainly, and the thing I liked about it, too, is I think he had at least six, and I think a seventh that were threatening you to get to double figures. So he scored 101. It's not like he had somebody score 35. You were really well-balanced in that game.
Yeah, we were well-balanced, and I think that's what you'll see with this group of kids we have, that we don't have just that one person night in and night out that's going to put up a lot of points. We're very balanced attack. They're all capable.
So we're getting to the point in the schedule here where you have a couple of games that you want to win on your home floor against junior varsity squads, but there's a little trip to Florida that's going to start, I'm sure, getting some eyeballs looking at it. How difficult has it been in the past to keep the team focused when that Florida trip comes closer and closer?
You know, it's probably not too bad, I would say. They get excited, looking forward to it. So, you know, that's why we don't really play on the weekend before we leave, because then it might not be, you know, that easy to focus on a game like that. But we've got finals week coming up next week, and I think they're really locked in on that, you know, taking care of business in the classroom. We've got Graceland JV during finals week, you know, and once we get towards the end of once finals are over on Thursday, I'm sure Thursday's practice, they're going to be a little squirrely, and then we'll practice Friday morning, and probably be the same there. They'll be excited and gearing up, ready to go to Florida.
So I'm looking at the box score here from KCK. Now let's start with Maddie and Haley. They scored the ball great for you.
They did. Maddie shot the ball extremely well. I believe she went 6 for 7 from the three-point line, and just really, maybe 5 for 7, just shot the ball extremely well for us, you know, that whole entire game. You know, and Haley works under the basket, does a good job under there getting her points. And you know, those two both scored well against KCK.
And with the other players you have on the team, I think they're all first-year players, some transfers, the other sophomores. You just couldn't get that third player to kind of get going to help out the two sophomores.
Yeah, KCK came out in a 1-3-1 zone, which they hadn't shown in any game that we'd scouted before. And so that kind of threw a wrinkle at us that we weren't expecting. So we had to adjust to that and what to do to play against that. Maddie got a lot of her three-point shot looks from the corner. We got her running baseline, and then, you know, Haley worked the middle. They were long and lanky. They put their best kid, who's about 5'10", 5'11", on the front of the 1-3-1. So that was a lot to deal with for our guards. It was tough for them to get in and score with that kind of height on the front of their zone.
So we know you got Trip Florida coming up, second week of December, I believe it is, and you got the two JV games coming up here that certainly you want to win, get momentum going to Florida. So you got, I believe, what, four games before break, right?
Right.
What's the most important thing that you're looking for between now and by the time you get done with Florida Trip?
You know, I think first and foremost, we need to make sure that we take care of business against the JV teams. We need to go into Florida with some momentum and playing well, because when we get down there, they're two Division I very good teams. And the ASA just started their program a few years ago, and I think they're turning the corner this year. They're playing pretty well. And so Miami-Dade is always a load to deal with, very athletic, very fast. But, you know, once we get through the next couple weeks and go down to Florida, you know, we use that again as a team-building trip for us and kind of bring the girls together. And we spend that whole 5 days together with each other. And I think they get to know, not that they haven't spent the whole semester, but, you know, we're spending 5 straight days together without any separation. So they kind of get to know us coaches a little bit and each other a little bit better. And, you know, then we fly home, and then they've got a nice two-week break. So to get rejuvenated and ready to come back and start second semester.
4-5 record, I believe that's true. They've been kind of going back and forth, hitting 500, then falling a game back. So they're going to try to get back on that right side of 500 here over the next few days. Coach, appreciate the time. As always, good practice today, and good luck on Friday.
All right, thanks, Tom.